This is how we pronounce renshen. Renshen. A very important action with renshen and all the qi tonics is that they supplement qi, either through entering the spleen or the lung channel. And also with the yang tonics, they tonify kidney yang. We're going to do the yang tonics later. When thinking about these herbs, try and anticipate the complexity of all the different imbalances that you might come across, and this will help you to understand why each particular herb is useful in its own way. I'll also try and draw your attention to these differences. For instance, what do we do with a warm qi tonic for someone who also has yin deficiency? Most of these herbs are warm and sweet, which tonify the essential substances and help their function in the body. For the warm bitter herbs in this group, think of how the spleen loves warmth and it loves to have its dampness dried out, rather like a hairdryer. So that's just a little general introduction. Now we're going to talk about renshen. Renshen is the king of all tonics, but it's not always used that frequently. You think, you look at what this list of what it can do and you think, oh, I'm going to use that all the time. But actually it's a very strong herb and it's not always possible for most people to take it. It's sweet and it's slightly bitter and it's slightly warm and it enters the lung and the spleen channel. Renshen is for somebody who really needs revitalizing and strengthening and fortifying. Strengthening and fortifying, if you look in your Wiseman dictionary, is a really important mechanism, if you like, or function in Chinese herbal medicine, the ability to strengthen and fortify the person, which herbs I think do in a whole different way to acupuncture. So renshen, it greatly tonifies the yuan qi. Where somebody has collapsed, they have an acute difficult situation, they may have had a loss of blood or a loss of qi or a shock or something really big's happened and they need to be rescued. Now I chewed on renshen when I was in labour. That's just to give you an idea that it can really give you that power that you need for an extreme situation. It also tonifies the spleen qi, like most of the herbs in this category, and also the lung qi. And this is where, especially where the lung and the kidney qi fail to grasp the qi, leading to breathlessness or wheezing or chronic cough. Like some of the other herbs in this category, it also generates fluids. Because it tonifies lung qi, and lung qi loves moistness, generating fluids is one of the functions. Generating fluids also comes about through the ability to transform and transform. It circulates or percolates fluids throughout the body due to tonifying and warming the qi. It also calms the shen, where there's anxiety and fearfulness and forgetfulness. But in my experience, sometimes because it's very stimulating, it can make people a little bit too buzzy, but still useful. Very importantly, it treats impotence because it tonifies the qi and the yang. And lastly, like some of the other categories, the other herbs in this category, it tonifies the wei qi. Where an individual has a combination of qi deficiency and they keep on catching colds, they can't quite get on top and get their health back together. When we're thinking about sweet and warm herbs, what cautions should we have? What could go wrong by giving somebody, the wrong kind of person, a sweet and warm herb like renshen? Think about what the answer is for that one.